It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the first week of June, and it was pretty much like the last week of May, where we saw heavy selling pressure pretty much dominate the grains. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the trend that pretty much got set up in the grain markets at the beginning of May continues to be the main focus of traders' attentions, and that is massive liquidation of the commodities. Right now, we've been seeing heavy fund selling as there's really no threatening weather as far as the market is concerned. Planting progress continues to be ahead of pace for the most part. There's a few states that are still seeing some issues, but for the most part, we are seeing a crop that is getting planted, and we're seeing decent weather events to continue to help advance the crop. We'll see in this afternoon's crop progress report where conditions are rating, but we would expect to see corn and soybean conditions improve a little bit. Spring wheat might see a little bit of trouble, but overall, we're just seeing fund liquidation in this marketplace as a lot of the war premium is being pulled out, a lot of the China premium is being pulled out, and non-threatening weather is adding to the selling as far as the market is concerned. Overall, for the week, we did see another tough week for the grains as Minneapolis wheat dropped about 40 to 44 cents, while Chicago was down 30 to 31 cents. Kansas City slipped 30 cents. Corn market also had a rough week as most of the contracts were down 29 to 30 cents, while soybeans slipped close to 65 cents in the old crop, only 50 in the new crop. Soybean meal was down close to $15 to $21, while bean oil slipped about $3 to $3.50. Canola also lower for this week, down $4 to $8.50. As far as the cattle markets are concerned, finding screwworm in the U.S. helped to give the market a little bit of strength as live cattle gained anywhere from $1.80 to $2.60. Feeder cattle were up close to $5.50. Hogs, though, did see some pressure. They were down about $1. Outside markets had the crude oil market rallying $3.15. Gold was down $228. The dollar was up over a cent and a quarter. Well, we did see the Dow Jones up about 30 points.